don't give a damn if it's 9 a.m. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again with the Blue Testament crew. Here for another Shades of Blue soccer show. Without Allie this time, it's man stuff. It's a manly show.
We are saddened. We miss you.
We have a manly show. Riverboat gambling show. Okay, why don't we just jump into it?
Let's do it.
No lollygagging this week. Felipe, our man is gone. 2 to 3 months. Does that mean 2 to 3 more months of Johan?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, long before... Gotta think about it. Before Felipe showed up, because he was the last guy entered, right? It was Johan at the 10 spot, in theory. But you have to have depth, right?
And even before Johan showed up...
It would have been Jimmy.
Jimmy Madranda.
And other possibilities, of course, are Graham Zusi, because he's kind of played that spot at times in the past. He was a midfielder, a little more of an 8 than a 10, hence the reason he wears number 8. Lobato played it a little bit. Was not very spectacular at that.
No, he wasn't. And then got sent to the defense not long after that.
Well, you know, winger and defense are pretty much the same thing.
Well, Russell even slotted in last game for a bit.
Yeah, that was not necessarily... great either. Yeah. I think Shelton has played it at one time in his life.
Let's boil it down to probably 2, right?
Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, let's back it up here for a second and talk about his injury. Do we have any more information? Did you guys go to practice today?
So much we could say, but okay.
So we have no more information. Get out of the studio then. Why do we bring you?
Yeah, all I really know is that they were kind of unsure of what it was. They did some exploratory surgery and went ahead and did the fix while they were in there. And they kind of left it up to him whether or not he wanted to do the surgery or try to wait it out and see if it went away. And then you still might have to have a surgery. So
That's
about really all I kind of know. At least that's probably more than what I should have said. But anyway.
Divulging too much information is something.
Well, I think it is wise to take care of now instead of waiting.
Yeah. So the good thing is it's 2 to 3 months. He comes back. Let's just say it's 2.5 months, right? And give him a couple of weeks to get the touch back and start slotting into some games. And now he's got fresh legs instead of tired legs at the end of the season, and he can carry the team on to glory in the postseason.
that would be nice.
Well, I'd feel a lot better
run as well.
I'd feel a lot better about that philosophy had the last game without him gone better.
True dat.
Again, I know we covered this in the last thing, but that was a road game on turf.
Right.
You're not going to win every road game, and a fluke goal to be thrown into that. So there's the games that when they're even the best teams in this league, because of the parity, I'm going to sound like damn coach now, but because of the parity, you're going to have games on the road that are like crap. I mean, Atlanta doesn't win every game. New York hasn't won every game. Toronto hasn't won every game. You know what I mean?
You sound like a coach or MLS PR.
Hey, if you're listening.
Hey, he admitted it.
If you're listening and you need another person to spout the party line for MLS, let me know. I will take payment, and I will also, you know, damp down on promotion relegation if you want me to.
Okay, so it is good. It is good that he is getting it taken care of. I agree with that. I am worried about how long we will have to, so it's either how long we'll wait for Johan to play well, or how long do we have to wait for Madranda to miraculously become this number 10 that I've been waiting for the last 5 years.
I don't know, but we are such a fickle, I don't know if that's the right word, but like schizophrenic, like fan base anyway. So one game, they're the best team ever, and they're going to win the Supporter Shield. The next game, they're the worst team ever, and they're crap, and they'll never be good again.
SKC
and it's the exact
Nation,
same players.
SKC Nation is guilty of that.
Well, I think that's because of 4 years of what we've had for 4 years out of the playoffs, not scoring. So you got to give us a little credit and
well,
understand
no,
why we're a little jaded.
I think it's A, natural to fans. It's B, kind of natural to Kansas City fans a little bit more than maybe some other places even.
Yeah.
But it's natural to fans in, anyway. But we were on such a high after the 6-0 win over Vancouver, which they looked amazingly good before they went up two men. So everybody's saying, they can only play with two men up. No, that's crap. They scored three goals before that. And actually could have scored four.
Don't think we said that, but others may have,
yeah. Some idiot at MLS called him Doyle. So people saying Crezé can't play at all unless they have a two-man advantage is crap because he did.
Oh, sure.
It's just that there's going to be games where they do well and there's games that they don't do well. And I think without Felipe, there's going to be a little higher percentage of games they don't do well.
Well, so, yeah. From your observations, then, what do you think? Who do you think will slide into that spot out of the options?
I think we will probably see a mix of Crezé and Madranda in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both bring different things, and neither one of them is the perfect solution, obviously. Quite honestly, I don't think Felipe was the perfect solution, but at one point I would have not minded Crezé being the 10 and Felipe being the 9, because that's one guy who can damn score.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was going to be my point. Missing his finishing is what.
Yeah. So now this may be a team that looks a little more like last year of needing to pitch shutouts or one-goal games at worst to get ties. But that was a team that was able to get into the playoffs. If Felipe comes back and if some mystical $10 million striker, I know that's probably not going to happen, $2 million striker shows up in the summer signing window.
Right.
That's a completely different team at the end of the year.
Well, Cody's probably going to slap me on the wrist for this or worse. But if you go back to last time we played Colorado, do you remember? It was the Shelton Howard thing. Howard stopping Shelton twice, point blank range. Crezé had an opportunity as well. And who scored the first goal to get us back in the game? Gutierrez. Yeah, Felipe.
Why would I slap you on the wrist for that?
Well, I don't know if you want me to jump ahead that far.
Okay. No.
It's interesting little tidbit I noticed there that was the struggle. And then it was Gutierrez who did put the ball away against Colorado last time. So
Howard has played better this year, but from the games that I've seen, that was his best game.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know if that's...
We helped him out a bit, I think.
His best game or Shelton made him look good. But
yeah.
Sporting's had a run of, in the past few years, making mediocre keepers look good at times.
Lack of finishing.
Bob, all of your laughs are louder than your conversation.
I know I hate my laugh.
At least don't lean into the mic when you laugh, at least.
Yeah, lean away.
Yeah.
Away.
Okay. Let's, we were kind of just teasing at it. Let's
jump into it.
Yeah, striker. We asked on the Sunday podcast. Monday?
Monday.
Monday podcast.
Monday this week, yeah.
Who I asked you guys who you wanted to play striker this week, and you both said Crezé. That was before we had the information that Felipe was going to be missing. So I pose the question again, who plays striker for you?
Brad Evans. No, I'm kidding.
Good Lord.
actually, I got to do this, but another option for the
answer.
Number 10 spot would be some 15-year-old named Busio. I would hate to throw him out there at this point, but... Would like to see him get a few minutes at wing. So sorry.
I wouldn't even hate to see it. If he's that big of a star, just throw him out there. Let's do it. Just see what happens.
No, let's not Freddie a doing, man.
Okay. He's older than Freddie already, though.
And smarter.
Right.
And better hair.
Okay, anyway. Who starts for Thad's team at striker?
Things I would like to see in practice to see how they worked. But I would potentially put Madranda at 10 and Crezé at the 9, quite honestly, still. I would put Rubio back in there because he's not necessarily lighting it up when he's been in there, but he does have a little more clinical finishing than Shelton has.
Okay, hold on. No, okay. No, Bob.
you know, you don't want to make too many changes. You know, I think Madrona probably will slip into maybe, well, heck.
Oh, it's so tough, guys.
This is why Peter gets paid the big bucks.
Yeah. I mean, I see Shelton playing at center forward. That's what I see. I would like to see Crosby, but I think there'll be too many changes.
Well, yeah. And yeah. The question isn't what we think will happen, is what we want to happen, yeah. Right?
Right.
What I think will happen is completely different.
Yeah.
And it is?
Shelton.
Right.
I think that they will look at the last game as that was not Shelton's fault, the way that everything went. They'll probably blame Crosby more because of the one goal that was given up was he gave a bad pass that led to that goal.
Well, I don't. It's led to that goal. I mean,
let's not go there.
I mean, it wasn't a goal like in that regard.
You know, I do think Peter actually more or less used those words. Was that what, I don't think he said Crosby, but it was a turnover that led to that goal. So, that should not have happened. It was a turnover that should not have happened in that spot. Yeah. That
it's always big for Mies things, not giving the ball away in bad situations,
giving it away cheap, and so. I think it'll probably still be Shelton up there and probably Madranda in there and then probably Seth or Lobato at left back, but could still be Crosby. I mean,
if you want to talk pedigree, we all know that Crosby has the better pedigree than Shelton does. He's going to be more likely to finish a ball off than Shelton. And in my mind, because of his pedigree and his experience, he's done it before more than Shelton has in his past. So that's why I'd like to see Crosby there.
But if you're just going with who scored more, you could go with Rubio, who's actually naturally a center forward.
Rubio is certainly an option.
Crosby is not a natural center forward.
Yeah.
I do think you can change up your style of how you play and put Crosby in there, but it's not a far reach to change it. You're just losing the guy who's going to be pressing hard for 90 minutes in the game. So,
something with Crosby's history of not adjusting quickly to new things, that may not be a good idea.
That's fair. Something else we discussed is Daniel Shallowy maybe falling off as of late. Not falling off. I'm not going to say it's falling off. He hasn't been showing the fire and spark that we saw at the beginning of the year. Okay, yes.
His fire and
spark. I don't want to talk bad about him.
You can do it.
He's an ember of what he used to be.
No, and again, he's not been as productive, but that's okay. I mean, strikers and forwards will go through periods where they go up and down, but he does need to be challenged with somebody else or potentially him playing at, is this where you were going? Center forward.
Oh, no.
That's
I would
what I
like
was
that.
Exactly thinking, yeah.
I was, I mean, so
Bob
there
and
are...
I actually, you know, we actually agree for a change.
So there are a lot of lineup questions with this because I was talking more... either Shallowy versus Gerso or Johan in that spot as well.
I would not be shocked to see Johan go out wide again.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely was not my favorite part of his game so far, but maybe the confidence that he's gotten from two games ago will translate to a little bit better. I don't know. I just don't see Gerso probably starting this game, only because... he just started back to full practice this week.
Yeah.
And it's been, you know, a good couple weeks that he's been off. So not that he would be totally out of shape, but he hasn't been totally 90-minute shape either. So
I bet we see him.
I hope we see him.
I would not be surprised, and I would like to, as long as he's, you know, responded to training well this week. Because he just provides a different change of pace and a different player.
So I'm going to bring this up, and we're probably going to go over time. But
no, that's cool.
One bad thing about putting Madronda in that attacking mid spot is we lose the attacker he is at left back, which my point is you have now less dangerous points of attack.
Well, the attacker he is and the defender that he is as well.
But no, I mean, you put Lovato in there, who's going to move the ball maybe better in some ways, but he's... not the attacker that Jimmy has been this year.
Or the defender.
Sanovic is not going to certainly contribute a whole lot to the attack either, so you lose that aspect. And that's a very important aspect with this team.
It is.
Well, and Seth won't contribute as much. He does get up the field. He's not bad. Right. It's just that he's not as aggressive attacking as Jimmy
dynamic.
Is.
And he'll be as good or better on the defensive end.
No, and the the flip one would be, I mentioned putting Zusi in the 10 spot.
That's not going to happen, though, Thad. You know it.
It's still an option. He's still in that depth chart. And behind him, you have Lindsay, who a lot of people are going to clamor to see at some point if they haven't already, and I know some have already. And you have Brad Evans, who can play there, mm-hmm. who just got 60 minutes with Swope Park last week.
Yeah.
And that guy is about as experienced and capable as possible.
Yeah.
Even if he, you know, is tainted from wearing green. You still have Colton Storm there, who may not be your number one MLS right back in the league, but would be serviceable, and he gets forward and is quick. So if he had the veteran depth next to him, keeping him in line, that might still be a workable thing too. So that is still an option. I haven't seen it in practice. I doubt that it's going to happen, but it is another option.
Okay.
Or Busio.
Should we just move on to Colorado? Should we just talk about the opponent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
Rapids.
As Peter says, the opponent doesn't matter. Kidding.
The Rapids of Colorado, ninth place at the moment. 8 points from 7 matches. I don't know why they're not playing more.
Champions League early.
Yeah, they had less games scheduled because they were in Champions League. I mean, that was kind of a joke.
Yes, for sure. Bob, do you have something on them?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, they've lost 17 out of 21 road games, 0.4 goals per game in their past road games. Well, to me, that's all null and void because they have a new manager now. Yeah, a different manager than they had with all those games. So their new manager, I mean, you want to look back at what they've done on the road this year, tied 1-1 at FC Dallas, which is not an easy thing to do. Okay, and they did lose 0-3 at RSL. Okay, but, okay. You know, I don't want to rely on those stats and say, oh, they're lousy on the road. Well, they're under new management. And, you know, they just traded for a new attacking midfielder, which could, you know, be impactful in this game. Probably won't be. Sam Nicholson from Minnesota United. But obviously this new manager is changing the ways that they're doing things.
And injuries. I think Gashi is really the only, like, big impact one. It looks like he's not going to play. He's all been right. Sidelined.
Well, that definitely helps us.
From a groin issue, yes. Gashi's very good. I enjoy watching him very much. But I'm glad he will not be playing.
You're glad he has a groin issue.
I'm surprised their new international signing hasn't gotten a whole lot of time. The Bali guy, so.
Why hasn't he?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh.
I think he maybe just hasn't been as good as they thought, or he just hasn't adapted quickly. You know,
once again, Cody thought that was a setup that you were doing, so he asked you. He was the straight man and asked you the question.
I say once again, the show has a lot of questions, not really many answers. We don't have any answers. We ask a lot of questions.
We have some answers.
No, we have opinions and how we think it should be, but we're not the team. We're not Peter Vermees.
So you should remember, you can't say we.
Right. Yeah.
Right, Cody?
No, but we're fans. Fans are allowed to say we.
At this point,
this is a fan show. It's for fans. There we go. That's my logic. It's for fans. So we're saying we in their own voice.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a respectable journalist.
He can't say that without laughing, by the way.
That they should give scoops to.
Completely agree.
I legit
come on our podcast.
I asked for a scoop on my birthday last year. I tweeted them July 18. I was like, let me get some.
Because that's going to work.
They give you a coupon for a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, right.
They didn't even respond. Okay.
So, I mean, last contest was a pretty physical one at their place at home. They played a swarming midfield defense at home. So you can imagine it's going to be intensified when they're away even more. As far as that goes. But, you know, remember last game, we didn't have Shaoli because he was on international duty.
Right, right.
And then Russell was playing. He started actually on the left wing initially in that game, Crozet on the right. So we're going to look even different as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sinovic started that game instead of Madronda, too. Madronda came in second half. So,
oh, yeah.
So okay. We're going to look different as well.
And they scored 2 quick goals on Sporting.
Yeah, yeah.
They
like
did.
2 in 6 minutes, 2 in 8 minutes, mm-hmm. something like that.
Right, yeah.
We do always. Colorado just seems to be so pesky.
But we had success in that game moving the ball quickly from width to width, which is what we really had been good on this year. But we kind of didn't do that so well in New England. Hopefully that will change come Saturday. But right. That's where we had success, moving that ball quicker and finding the space out wide. you know, finding room for Russell to run and do his thing. Hopefully Shaoli or whoever's out on the other wing can do the same thing. But, you know, here's one of the points that I was thinking. We're top in the West, guys.
Still.
We need to start playing like top dogs.
Well, they were.
Really taking it to teams every single game.
Yeah, like 6-0?
Well, yeah, like that game. That's what we need to do consistently. We're not there yet.
No, but nobody is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is MLS. There's too much parity. You're not going to have the Man City taking it to a team.
Well, no. That's not what I mean.
95% of the time kind of thing. This is MLS, and if you get a team taking it to the other team 60% of the time, that's pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, kind of like with an attitude. More of an attitude, imposing us, our style on them, physically dominating them, you know, and not letting teams come in here and, you know, bottle us in. And just dominating as best we can with that attitude of first tackle, first goal, first all those things.
You guys have barbecue sauce.
It smelled like barbecue sauce when I walked in here before you guys got here. I told you this. They do shows in here. Jasper Mirable is often in here. What day is it? Is it Thursday? Oh yeah,
it is Thursday.
He doesn't make. Does he do barbecue?
I'm pretty sure not.
Yeah, I don't
Unless
know.
Unless he made like a barbecue pasta or something.
They do a show in here.
I would doubt.
And he brings food in and they eat and all that, but it does smell like barbecue sauce. It's weird. We've been sitting here. You've been in here for like 40 minutes now.
But just, it was like a really strong whiff just a minute ago. I'm like, I thought somebody opened a bottle of barbecue sauce, man.
Okay. I have a question.
Chicken nuggets or something.
What? God damn it. What do you have any matchups that you're looking forward to? I have one. Can I just answer it?
Go for it.
No.
Okay.
Bob, go first.
No, I'm going to go first.
Go. What you got?
It is, because I'm afraid that Thad's going to steal it.
Go ahead.
It is Tim Howard versus the Cauldron.
Oh.
The guy lost it last time.
Mega.
And we got a reaction out of him. He turned and said something about all of our moms at one time.
And I don't think he knows all of them.
I don't think he knows my mom. And then assaulted a fan in the tunnel after the game. Whatever.
Well, they claim the fan assaulted him, but I'm pretty sure it was the other way around.
I am very excited for him to come back and see if he can keep a cool head.
I hold a grudge against that guy.
Right, I do too.
Because people don't know, I sometimes shoot games, sometimes I'm in the press box writing, but a lot of times I'm down on the field doing photos. Now, because of Tim Howard, I cannot go in and out of the damn tunnel that I'm supposed to go in and out of as a photographer as easily. Right. They block the tunnel so that the visiting team can go in and out of that instead of going near the fans at the end of the game, which makes it even more stupid because now they go through that tunnel where they have to go right next to two stands of fans that can yell at them.
Yeah.
And last game, when they kicked out two players, they have a long walk to get there. And when they kicked out the coach, he had a long walk to get there, which caused a delay in the game.
That is a long, lonely walk to the corner of the stadium there.
And then you got like some like one like security guy like kind of trailing them behind them, like make sure they don't do something stupid, right?
But that's kind of a patented thing about soccer, the long walk off.
But when it was the center tunnel, like especially a coach getting kicked off, they just go right back through the tunnel right there. So it's done, right? But instead, no. Now I get held up because damn Tim Howard rule, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Cauldron's tweet? Huh. Tim Howard is coming to Kansas City on Saturday, so all field club ticket holders have been going through extensive martial arts training.
Yes.
But he was so losing it in that game. It was so weird because it's not like the Cauldron was getting after him worse than fans have in Costa Rica England.
I was back there for that. I was not in the press box for it. And he was not getting it any worse than anyone has ever gotten.
You know, I know he was like yelling at Dom Dwyer. At one point he was yelling at Beasler.
Right.
There was a corner kick set up and Beasler standing at like the 6-yard box. And he's like out there yelling and screaming at the refs to keep your eyes on him. Like Beasler is the least likely to cheap shot or do something illegal
and that's why he was labeled a freaking superhero after the Belgium game. You know, like I was a big fan of his. He played in the Premier League and was an outstanding professional for like all these years. And then
he did a heel turn.
And then he comes to Kansas City and all of a sudden is turning and yelling at fans in the crowd and grabbing one of them. Like, what? I don't understand what happened.
I don't know, but I've heard from people who saw the event, and it was supposedly way more Tim Howard than it was fan, but...
But I'm not sure that we're allowed to officially say all of that.
Well, I've heard from fans who saw it.
Like, we're okay. Official anyway.
But, I mean, yeah, I can't quote them specifically, but... He just seemed to... There was something off on him that day, man. I don't know.
There was.
I know I've seen him, like, lose his temper at other times, but never that bad. And, like,
he's a passionate guy, but...
He was, like, yelling at Dwyer after the game and, you know, thought Peter was going to have to smack him down.
Yeah, it was wild, and I'm here for it again.
So, yeah, this is one time that I plan on shooting the game, and I will be following Tim Howard.
Sure, you won't be the only one.
There needs to be an ISO cam on Timmy the whole time. Okay.
Let's hope nobody throws a bobblehead at his ass.
Well, there will be bobbleheads, so yeah, good point. Good point.
Don't give anyone any ideas.
Nobody rip Beasler's head off and throw at him.
I kind of want that bobblehead. Do I have to show up early enough and get one?
I would assume so.
Or spend $50.
But they don't have them at the media gate ever.
You walk over to the other gate.
Exactly,
and grab
that's what I did.
Where you have a family member that has a ticket.
Well, sometimes they put the giveaway like in the press box.
They haven't done that this
year. That one's too good? Okay.
Not that I've seen, at least.
All right, I want that. I do want it. It's pretty cool. That's a good idea.
I know. I want it, too, because I'm going to clear off, like, I got a little credenza thing in my office in the basement, which, you know, it's a basement, so it's an office. But I got a little credenza thing. I'm going to put all the bobbleheads up there, so Tim will be in goal. I'll have Beasler... Nice. Ike Opara,
right? They've done
Jimmy Conrad, bobbleheads, and was there an Aurelian Collin one? I can't.
Oh,
remember.
Yeah, yeah. I have it.
I was thinking I had one of those, so I'll have like a full set of defense, man.
That's good.
And then Bunbury and
there was a teal one. You're right. Let's see, because he did the celebration.
Oh yeah,
he did the bobblehead celebration. Yeah. When he scored
a Preki.
Yeah.
So who else am I missing? That's. I know there's another couple other bobbleheads in there somewhere, so some Comets ones maybe.
Comets. All right.
Sporting KC history. Should we do some predictions for this game?
For this Western Conference matchup,
reluctantly
to win.
Tim Howard 1, Cops 0. No.
Cops 0. You're saying Tim would beat off Cops, huh? That was poor phrasing, but still.
That was very poor phrasing.
Thad was trying to make a joke, but he was taking a drink when I said it, so he couldn't quite get his joke out.
Did you see the TMZ report about Tim Howard at the strip club after the game in Dallas or Houston or whatever it was?
What? I saw the video.
Dude, I didn't watch.
Dude was making it rain in a strip club in Dallas after their game, which
lovely.
They lost, right?
Yeah.
They
I
lost,
believe so.
And he was drowning his sorrows in women.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't watch it because it was like more just a headline that popped up. I usually don't click on TMZ stuff, but it was a headline that popped up, and I was like,
It's a good philosophy of life, Thad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's living the... I swear it's like a wrestling thing where he was like the face and the good guy, and now he's done the heel turn, and he's become the bad guy.
So he has.
I think Colorado has been maybe a little too high of an altitude for him.
Okay, someone...
Too high of an altitude.
Someone give us a hot take for a prediction. Cool, we're such good radio.
Johnny Russell will get in the face of Tim Howard at some point.
Oh,
or
that
vice
is
versa.
A good hot take.
Ooh, I like that one.
Because if anybody's going to, the...
Him or Kyrie. Kyrie's always ready to get down like that.
I wish he would be a little more...
So you're saying we have him outnumbered? Is that what you're saying?
He seems to be more willing to... He's got more fire in him for an almost fight in a scuffle than he does scoring a goal.
Or fighting for the ball.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of where I was trying to lead to say that some way, that it would have been more prophetic, but yeah.
I saw it in your eyes.
Thanks. That's scary if Cody's reading my mind.
We agree a lot. We think a lot alike, but you still somehow disagree with me all the time.
Oh, I think he found the source.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there
he
it is.
Found the food. There was food in the corner.
Are those ribs?
What the heck?
Okay.
Okay, well, you can close it. God, he found food. He's
ribs and cucumbers.
Super smeller.
Yeah.
It was like behind a thing. Man, Thad, I'm impressed that you discovered that. Okay, anyway. Now,
super senses, man.
Now that we're entirely off the rails, someone else give a prediction. Bobbert.
I'm going to say that we will be victorious. And I'm going to say 3-1. And I'm going to say Croze is going to score again.
All right.
Oh.
I liked it.
Will he start or is a late sub?
Oh, he will start. He will start.
Where?
I knew that was coming.
Left back.
God.
Well, with Thad's information about Madronda training at 10 some this week, that's interesting, right?
Yeah, it was early in the week, so he was training there at one point.
Yeah.
But early in the week stuff doesn't match up to how the final lineup will be all the time.
Right,
sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I expect to see Croze at 10.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I will say...
What's your hot take?
I don't have a hot take.
Your crazy prediction.
I don't like predictions.
So you asked us to do that, but then you're not willing to like put your zone on the line.
Exactly. I will say...
redhead bravery there, Cody.
I was trying to come up with something crazy. I'll just say, I feel like we're going to win. It feels like a win. I don't want to look past them.
No, shouldn't.
I'll say 2-0.
Ooh, another shutout. Okay.
Yeah.
With an own goal by Colorado. That will really piss off Tim.
No, it'll be a ball touched back or one of the rapid defenders to our player.
No, an own goal from Tim Howard. Someone, I want like the classic, someone strikes it off the post and he turns to look at it and it comes and hits him in the face and then goes in the goal.
That would be poetic justice.
Yeah. Pass back by their defender. He picks the ball up and have a free kick in the box.
Let's make it happen.
All right, crew. Should we try to make this a thing? 2 a week?
Well, next week will be really hard.
Next week, we should do 2 next week because.
Well, yeah. It'll just be hard to do a
with a double
preview,
a double game
a
week
separate one,
next so. Week is what he is referring to.
Yeah, so game Saturday, game Wednesday in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So this could continue the good home game, bad road game.
Right.
Because Atlanta could be really good at times.
Okay, so let's plan ahead here.
Sure.
On the air, I guess. The game is on Wednesday, so let's shoot for Sunday night.
Yeah, let's try.
Okay, planning on air was a bad decision.
Like, we've always made good decisions on air.
And then for the open week,
it's not
guest.
Like we're paying for airtime here.
Let's say we have a guest in the open week.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to conjure one of those?
Oh, we have one in mind and maybe another one, but
yeah,
depends on which one comes through. Is available.
I did tease.
We have more than one.
I did tease that we had guests coming. One of them fell through.
Temporarily. He'll be on. Okay. I have faith in that.
And it's a good one, guys.
Yeah, that would be a really good one. But anyway, I don't want to like make it totally jinxed here. But
okay, well, we're dragging them on here.
Do we want to talk anything about like the rumors about $10 million offers for strikers and crap?
Not really.
Save that for another time. Okay.
I don't really want to talk about it. I suppose we should.
I don't really want to.
I think that at least what I think Mike's Reddit handle is, I saw a comment from what I believe to be Mike on Reddit, Mike Kuhn.
I'm pretty sure if you read it, if you saw the Reddit handle, you would actually know who it was. If it was Mike, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, then it wasn't Mike.
I think it's like down the byline or.
Oh. Okay, there was another. Okay, well, then I'm citing a completely random Redditor here. but they were talking about it in that $10 million doesn't mean we're paying $10 million for a transfer fee. That can mean $6 million for a transfer fee and then $1.5 million for 3 years.
It can mean a lot of things.
Right.
So
when people hear that and they're like, oh, yeah, right, they'll never do that. They might.
I remember they made an offer of $6 million for Michael Bradley, if I remember correctly.
Was that all it was? I thought it was more.
I heard it was way more than that. But then I've also heard that it was, you know, the team was kind of bullshitting there. They just wanted to.
Whatever the number was, they made an offer that was beaten by Toronto. So
And what I heard was that they made an offer that they knew was going to be beaten. But they did it so they could get their name out there.
It's possible. But I've heard from multiple sources that the owners are more than willing to put out some cash. But Peter is always on the position that he's not going to overspend for a player. So if he could buy a $2 million player that's worth four, hell yeah, he's buying that, right?
Yeah.
The Felipe thing, you know, the guy fell into his lap, right? He's such a bargain shopper that he's not going to go out and spend $6 million on a $5.5 million player, right? He's not going to do it unless he's forced to at some point.
I was going to say, like, that was kind of where I was going next, is how long does this go on without signing anyone or with the same early exits and all that, you know? At what point does he say, screw it?
Well, I kind of think he's to the point where he's going to have to open up. Or, you know, you can't say the guy's, like, in danger of losing his job because he's done so well with all of it all combined, right? I mean, Open Cups, MLS Cup, being competitive, being in the playoffs, the Rangers, the Academy, you know, he's got his finger on all of that. You know, the whole thing is his DNA at this point, right?
It is.
So it would be so difficult to move him out when he's still winning. You know, this isn't.
Well, I think he's already stepped up his game. I mean, compare the transactions in the offseason this year compared to last year. I mean, I know we got Blessing, we got Jurso, but the money even spent is dramatically more this year.
It is.
I almost don't count Felipe in that, though, because that was kind of a late, he fell into our lap kind of thing. And in some ways, Johnny Russell fell into
the lap, too. Well, he didn't say, I don't want him.
No, he definitely took him, but it was a free transfer.
So when you say fell into our lap, what are you exactly saying?
He was a free transfer.
Okay, yeah. But we have been trying to get him for a while.
And it was suddenly...
He was somebody who was on their radar.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he became available on a free transfer early.
Yeah, so I would say Russell fell into our lap a little more than Felipe did, actually.
Well, I'm saying both of them.
But
at one point, they were pretty much going into the season without Felipe. He was late in the process. Sure. So, I mean, they got Johnny early. They got Crazé early. They got Shelton early.
Okay. I'm pounding the gavel.
Time's up.
I heard something buzzing over there.
That was a very weird coincidence that the second I did that, my phone went off.
I thought you had to, like, set up a timer or something. Or,
no. We just got way off topic. Absolutely terrible production of the show this week.
Who's the producer?
I'm saying, I don't really care,
Cody. Come on.
I'm acknowledging my fault here.
Don't you say that you like this to be a non-normal show?
I do, but like we did a lot of rambling.
Did we, Bob?
We did,
and you know what?
Amount of rambling.
I hate to admit it, and I'm only saying it because she's probably not going to listen. Ooh, let's test to see if Allie listens to this.
Yes, let's say something she would know only if she listened.
Well, I think our banter is better when Allie is here.
Well, of course it is.
It's more enjoyable.
Well, yeah.
That's because you're not talking the entire time.
That's true. I was talking way more.
You go from one-third to one-fourth.
Yeah, the whole sharing a mic thing. Man, I don't have to share a mic that's just in front of me the whole time. I can, anytime I want to speak, I can just start talking. Okay, this is what I mean. Rambling. We're rambling. Terrible production. I'm going to put $1 in the jar that I didn't bring, so that's $2
exactly.
That I'm going to put in the jar.
The jar as well.
I'm sorry, audience. We'll be better. But this is what happens when we do two a week. Okay, on Sunday night, we will convene, I hope, with all four of us. And you will hopefully listen on Monday morning.
Sunday night will have to be a little bit late for me.
Bad.
I have to, like, make money shooting people, man.
Shooting people.
Shooting people. On that note, I'm going to go let Thad shoot some people, and we will talk to you on Sunday night.
Go Sporting.
When we win, we celebrate. When we lose, we swear. It's not a night for the faint of heart, so all you gents beware. But it's a football night. Whoa. But it's a football night. Whoa. We can gather all the friends all around the tomb. That's not a better thing to do. But it's a football night. Whoa. But it's a football night. Whoa. When the final whistle blows, we're gonna celebrate tonight. We're
We're the final whistleblowers, we're gonna celebrate tonight. We're the final whistleblowers, you know we're gonna feel alright.